Chris Salcedo.
I want to be sure that we get small businesses starting and growing in America again. We have stalled out.
Turns out Hillary was right. Economic reporting this week about the first quarter of 2015. We have stalled out. We grew at 0.2%, not 2%, which would have been anemic and bad enough. 0.2%, 0.2% was the growth in the first quarter of 2015. George Will was examining this and said, you know, you would have to be a miracle worker with cheap energy, with inexpensive costs to consumers, you know, to fill up their tank, to be able to turn in such an anemic number. You would have to work really hard. Economists are marveling at how Barack Obama has put such a stranglehold over the U.S. economy that he was able to achieve such a low number. It's really quite astonishing. Nothing restricts the growth of our society, economically speaking, like big government. And Barack Obama has managed to do it. Congratulations, libs. I mean, I guess it's better than last, the beginning of 2014, first quarter of 2014 was it minus 2.1? There are going to be revisions to this number, folks. I suspect they'll be revised down. I would not be surprised if we contracted again in the first quarter of this new year. So keep that in mind. All right, back to Jay Sekulow. He was visiting with the folks over at Fox. Here's what he hopes will happen with Lois Lerner in the future. Here's what he says needs to happen. I think it is up to us to call up our elected leaders, to send them letters, to light up their phone lines and saying, no, this is what Jay Sekulow says should happen. We need to make this happen.
Well, the two things I think are going to happen. Number one, obviously, the inspector general hasn't stopped. The Department of Justice still has this, so-called investigation going on. And by the way, these emails, we know that about 700 of them were from the critical time period. I mean, the most critical time period of this. So those are being analyzed now.
And those are in the 6,500 that they just found.
Yeah. Okay. So they're gonna go ahead. Now, some of those may be duplicates. We don't know that yet. They're being reviewed by the House committees. But you've got a House committee. We've got our litigation. And I'll tell you something else. That Department of Justice investigation, which really has been a complete, to my mind, a full investigation, as this information continues to come out, Martha, we are going to compel the Department of Justice, and there may be a new Department of Justice in 18 months because this scandal's not going away, to get into this and put this matter to rest. And the way you do that is you, number one, hold people accountable. Number two, you change the system that's not working. And number three, if somebody's not doing their job, they get fired. You know how many people have been fired by the Internal Revenue Service for this? Zero.
Zero.
Lois Lerner wasn't fired. She quit.
Yeah, nothing says accountability like being able to screw your fellow citizens, to punish them for their political views and still keep taking their money and still keep have them, through their hard work, through their taxes, take their money. That's a special kind of government that will force you to pay the salary of those who are bending you over. Very nice. Very nice, Team Obama. That's his idea of accountability. So that's what was going on that particular score while another liberal city burned this week, Baltimore.
You're listening to the Chris Salcedo Show.
Part of Generation Blaze. On the Blaze Radio Network.